This article is based on the monograph in the bilingual intercultural education degree, entitled The Krio Language is the Mother Tongue of Teaching Learning in the First and Second Grades in the Bilingual Intercultural Schools, Father Hugo Heinzen in Brown Bank, and Monsignor Salvador Scheffler in Taspapani. It constitutes a piloting of the curriculum of intercultural bilingual multilingual education within the framework of the Regional Autonomous Educational System CIR. It is about contributing to the consolidation of teaching in Krio as a mother tongue. Also, it analyzes the methodology and verifies the attitudes of the educational community regarding Krio as the language of instruction and object of study. The results show the advantages of the mother tongue use in the active participation of children, assimilation of the contents and development of the outlined competences. The difficulty that was found is the lack of texts in the Taspapani school. Regarding the attitudes of the educational community, in Taspapani there is resistance concerning to the use of Krio in school because it does not correspond to the childhood mother tongue and they want to replace it with the Miskitu. It is a confusion in the concepts. The original language or ancestral language of the population is Miskitu, but due to the linguistic change that occurred, the mother tongue of the majority of the population is Krio.